Next speaker, one just a little different. Used to be a Liberal councillor in Sheffield. Now he's crossed the floor and joined a Labour group in Sheffield. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Curran.
Thank you. On the 5th of May before the election, Nick Clegg held his own rally in Sheffield, and he spoke of a new politics, and he spoke of a fairer Britain. But what has he delivered? It's the same old Tory politics, the slash and burn politics, the attack of the vulnerable politics. And he must have one warped version of fairness, because that spending review wasn't fair to me. Do you think it was fair? And it really begs the question, what is the point of Nick Clegg? What do the Liberal Democrats stand for? They campaigned against quick, deep cuts only to implement them in government. They campaigned against tuition fees only to put them up. They campaigned for the NHS only to support scrapping PCTs, which healthcare professionals themselves say could lead to privatisation. They campaigned against a VAT bombshell only to light the fuse. They campaigned against free schools, only to put them into our education system. They said the alternative vote was a miserable little compromise, but are now making us vote for it in May. They voted for security of tenure for council tenants, but have now scrapped it. They campaigned for creating more jobs, but are now scrapping 500,000. So when Nick Clegg said before the election, don't settle for low politics and broken promises, we won't. We will make sure that in a few years' time, the only people getting on the bus to look for another job will be Nick Clegg and his Liberal Democrat colleagues. And I'm pleased to see that Alan Johnson's been made the Shadow Chancellor. A real man of the people, worked himself up. And so when he puts forward Labour's economic plans, you know that he's got the working people in mind. And the first thing he did, he went out and he got his book, Economics for Dummies, and he's obviously read it, because he knows that you can't cut your way out of the recession, out of the economic troubles. He knows that longer dole queues mean less tax revenue and a larger welfare bill. And he understands the importance of a strong public sector, not just for services, because there are private sector jobs and voluntary community sector jobs that depend on a strong public sector. And he's put forward Labour's plans to make sure that the bankers pay more, that they pay their fair share to get us out of the mess that he's caused. So Alan Johnson, you can do us all one big favour. Now that you've read Economics for Dummies, give a copy to George Osborne and Danny Alexander. And here in Sheffield, we've got Nick Clegg bending further and further to the right as David Cameron dictates. And he's a political jellyfish, but he's not alone. In Sheffield, he's got his spineless mollusks in the town hall doing whatever they're told to toe the party line. And I'll give you some real examples. The cuts made in June were to something called the Area Based Grant, which is given to local authorities based on deprivation. So cities like Sheffield and Leeds were targeted. Towns like Rotherham and Barnsley were targeted. Not the wealthy areas. And what was the Lib Dem response? You would have thought they would have been shouting at rage. They said these cuts were necessary. But I'm sorry, it could never be necessary to make cuts in Sheffield, but not to wealthy areas like David Cameron's West Oxfordshire and Michael Gove's Surrey Heath. And there's more. Just this week, Councillor Scriven himself said that he's had a productive meeting with students to confirm his pledge he made on tuition fees, subject to a government response on the Brown Review. Well, Paul, you either support students or you don't. You shouldn't have to ask permission to support them. You either stand by your values or you don't. And the deputy leader of this council has had the gall to say that there's a lot of good in this spending review for Sheffield. Jobs are being cut, services slashed, families punished for the actions of bankers. How is that good for Sheffield? I would like to read you a simple statement that appears on every Liberal Democrat membership card. It says the Liberal Democrats exist to build a fair, free and open society in which they balance the views of liberty, equality and community, and in which no one shall be enslaved by poverty. Hollow, empty words. What is fair about cuts that hit the poor 15 times harder than the rich? Where's the equality when 72% of cuts will fall on the shoulders of women? Where's the sense of community in cuts to the NHS and the police that we all depend on? And how can we ensure that no one's enslaved by poverty when you've attacked those on low incomes and cut access to education for those the most in need? The Liberal Democrats have really let the people of Sheffield down. And next May, we must make sure that we send them to a long, long spell in opposition. And together we can do it.
Thanks, Ben. Let's have a lot more of that next May. Let's have them all running down the council steps with the tails between the legs.